something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. All summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. I feel like there are so many weddings right now and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store. Happy Tuesday. I'm Amy.
And I'm Kat.
Welcome to The Fifth Thing. Today's quote is from our favorite place to get them, and it's the El Arroyo sign in Austin, Texas. They have an Instagram. If you're not following it, you're missing out. But Kat actually shared this one with me the other day, and I thought, oh, that is so good. It said, the phrase, don't take this the wrong way, has 0% success rate.
Which is very true, right?
Yeah, which you have a way that you speak to your clients, being that you're a therapist. Do you ever have to be like, hey, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but in your own way?
Yeah, so I need to implement this more in my personal life as I do with clients, but I'll say, hey, I don't know how you're going to receive this, so let me know what you hear me say. So we can be clear, right? Because I think sometimes when I say that, don't take this the wrong way, it's because I'm trying to say something kind and helpful, but it might come off as, I think I'm better than you, or you're doing X, Y, Z wrong, or something like that. But I posted that, and then a follower on Instagram said that what she'll do is she'll say, hey, I'm going to say this, but I need permission to revise it if it comes out wrong. And she'll also give people permission to revise if they say something and it was maybe not so great. She'll be like, you have permission to revise that.
I love it. It makes me think about something that I've been trying to focus on lately, which is not giving advice unless someone's asked for it, because I read this whole thing about how unsolicited advice is judgment.
So good. Explain what you mean by that.
Okay, I think whether it's your significant other, whether it's a coworker, a family member, a friend, a lot of times they may be dealing with something or going through something or have done something. And because we care about them, we instantly say something that is advice that we think would be helpful. Mm-hmm. But in that moment, if they haven't asked for it, it's unsolicited. And it can come off as judgment because you're saying, okay, I have a thought that's better than probably anything you've thought of, and you can't believe you just did that, so let me give you this advice. Or you're not giving them the time and space to work through it and figure it out for themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's just really back to that simple thing of like, let's not give advice unless somebody asks for it. And I'm guilty of it too. I'm not saying I've never done that. It's just something I'm trying to be very, very aware of. I even had it go down with a friend 2 days ago where she was sharing something with me. And I'm glad I had this at the front of my brain and I was able to say, hey, I actually have some thoughts on that if you're open to hearing it. But if you don't want advice right now, if you want to just vent, like, let me know. And she straight up said, I think I just want to vent. And I was like, cool. I wasn't offended by it at all. And maybe one day she'll circle back around. I'm like, hey, what were your thoughts on that? I'm ready to hear it now. Yeah. But it's just, I think sometimes we can just blurt out with advice or hey, don't do that. Or you shouldn't do that. Or, hey, you should really do it this way. and nobody's asked, that's judgment, because you're thinking whatever you have to say is right. Right and better and better. And a lot of times what's right for us might not be right for another person.
Yeah. I think we do that so often without even thinking that we are giving advice. So when I came home from college, I started cooking with my mom a lot. My mom's a really, really good cook. And I remember her just letting me chop something however I want to chop it or do whatever. She wasn't very controlling when we were cooking. And I remember one day we were, I think, making cookies or something. And I caught myself saying, hey, why don't you do this? Or I think it's supposed to be this way. And just giving her all. And I caught myself being like, why am I so pushy?
And trying to control.
Trying to control her. And I asked her at one point, I don't know if it was then or later, I was like, why do you not try to correct all of these things? And she was like, oh, it doesn't matter. It's not going to change really the final product that much. And we're having a good time. But as I'm replaying that story in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, my desire to be like, hey, you should really chop the onion this way. I'm judging them and thinking that they're chopping it wrong. And I'm giving them advice on something when everybody's fine.
The onions are going to be fine.
Yeah. And I think we do that all the time. If somebody tells you something cool, like, hey, oh my gosh, I did this new thing, or I went to this new class, and we have this automatic, oh, that's great, but you should have taken this way to get there. It would have been shorter. Like, instead of enjoying the moment somebody is sharing with you, we are critical with thinking that we're being helpful.
Yeah. It can be simple things like that, cooking directions, or it can be more direct, like, oh, just like blurting out.
I would have said that.
Like, oh, you shouldn't have said it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you really shouldn't do that. And it's like, okay, I'll figure that out on my own later.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have, but I've done it. And now let me work through it myself.
People don't
I've experienced that a few times. Or, you know, even parenting.
Yeah.
I feel like that's probably a big one. Yeah. Or if you've got parents or in-laws and they try to come into your home and be like, oh, you really should do it this way. It's like, actually, I didn't ask you. Let me figure it out. If I ask you, like, hey, I would really love your help with this or your advice or what would you do? It's totally different.
So thank you. That's so good.
Okay. So yeah, stop using the phrase, don't take this the wrong way. And then also, if you want to give thoughts or advice to someone in your life, ask permission first. Otherwise, it's unsolicited and that's judgment. End of story.
Boom.
Boom. Okay, I've got an email from Tracy. Hey, Amy, I'm getting ready to turn 51 and I'm going to do a margarita crawl for my birthday. What are the pills that you've talked about that you take to avoid getting a hangover if you drink? And Tracy, the pills are called Undo the Booze. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but I was with Gracie Mokler and Allie Fallon. We were out at a girls' night. We went to Bar Taco for margaritas. We love to go there. We had our Undo the Booze. I brought pills with me and I had it on the counter and the bartender asked for our IDs. And I think Gracie made the comment of like, I feel like Undo the Booze laying on the table is our ID because we just cannot metabolize alcohol like we used to. Like one margarita, we're like, oh gosh, what have I done to myself? So I learned about those from Lisa Haim, our friend. And I can't remember if she posted about them or like, and then I texted her and was like, what are those? And she sent me the link. And she has a podcast, which I'll just say, since she's the one that taught us about Undo the Booze and we're talking about her, and it's called The Truthiest Life. You should definitely check it out. But yeah, happy birthday, Tracy. 51, margarita crawl.
Good
Love
for
to
you.
See it.
Yeah.
I feel like at 51, I'm going to be like, hey, do y'all want to watch a movie for my birthday?
That's what I'm doing. Like,
I mean,
this
I want to do that. Yeah. Yes. Oh, you know, I'm turning 42 in March and I'm seriously considering.
We should go to the movie theater.
I know. But, you know, I'm thinking about doing that retreat in the woods. The all day. Therapy thing.
That would be really fun.
With nature.
What is that called? Forest bathing? Are you going to forest bathe, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know specifically
what you're gonna
what they're going to be doing there, but it did say it would be outside in nature and it would be very therapeutic. And it's literally on my birthday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is this a sign? Happy birthday to me? Mm-hmm. Is this getting this email?
So.
Is this what I'm supposed to sign up for? So TBD on that. But, you know, Tracy, margarita crawl sounds pretty fun too. I have another email from Aubrey. Hey, Amy, do you remember the whole Ticketmaster fiasco that happened with Taylor Swift tickets last November? Well, I was unfortunately one of the sad souls who did not get tickets. I was trying to get these tickets in Seattle for me, my boyfriend, and my cousin, but the website stopped responding as I was selecting my seats. Long story short, by the time I went through the queue for a second time, the tickets were sold out.
That is so upsetting.
I know. I feel like, is this what people experience when Four Things Lives tickets went up for sale on Friday?
100%. 100%. But then you added the second show.
Okay. And to clarify, the website didn't crash. I'm very thankful the first show sold out. And because, you know, I had on my vision board, I made two vision boards this year, one vision board for my year. And then I made a whole separate vision board for the live, the Four Things Live in Nashville before I'd even booked the venue. I knew I wanted to do it at Franklin Theater and I was gonna book it, but I hadn't paid the deposit yet. But I printed out Franklin Theater. I printed out Kat's face because she's going to be there. I printed out Allie Fallon's face because I wanted her there. And I printed out Brittany Spencer's face because I wanted her to do the music. I hadn't even texted her yet.
You hadn't told me about it.
Yeah, I know. But I was building my vision board. And I Google imaged sold out like a sign, and I printed that out and I slapped it on the vision board because I wanted to believe in myself. Yeah. Also, I know if it hadn't have sold out, I would have been okay. And everybody that was coming, that would have been the night we were supposed to have. And that's okay. It's not about it selling out. But I wanted to look at it every day on my vision board and believe in myself and believe that it was going to be an impactful night and people needed to be there. And it made me excited about it. So then when I would talk about it, like the first time the local station here in Nashville interviewed me about it for the announcement, which is on the Big 98. I talked about it with such confidence. And I think it's because I was staring at my vision board and I knew it was going to be an awesome night. Look at those faces.
You knew it was going to be
Kat,
a success.
Kat, Allie, Brittany, the topics. Like I found something in a magazine that said chase rainbows. And I thought, oh my gosh, I already know this is my rainbow year. Then I found a rainbow in another magazine and I cut out the rainbow and I put it on there. And I found all these other words, like worthy. I couldn't find worthy in a word, so I had to cut it out separately.
But you made it work.
Like a ransom letter. Yep. Yes, it made it work, which we've talked about making those before. It just always looks funny to me when you have to make the word, but it's also cute and colorful. But this is making me want to go on a sidebar, and we'll get back to Aubrey's email about vision boards and how I have been looking at mine since we made it. When did we make them? All right, it can be hard to pick out the right gift for the person that deserves it the most. I'm talking about the mom in your life. But thankfully, Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to help mom feel special. You can shop by price, 25 and under to 100 and under. You can shop by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and things for grandma. Top gifts like Dolce & Gabbana, Devotion, Eau de Perfume, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie, which is a crossbody bag, Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, and so much more. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. All right, it's wild to think that women were excluded from clinical research until 1993 when the law was changed. And women are essential to research. And Ritual, the maker of my favorite multivitamin, they know this. They do the research for us so that we can feel confident about what we're putting in our bodies. Now, a clinical trial for Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus showed increased vitamin D and omega-3 DHA levels in women in just 12 weeks. Now, as you can see, Ritual is clinically backed, which means they care about getting it right. Essential Women 18 Plus has 9 high-quality key nutrients in 2 delayed release capsules. Yep, just 2 capsules a day is all you need. And the delayed release, what that does is it optimizes our body's absorption. Ritual is really intentional about all that they do, including the delayed release. Also, the minty flavor of the capsules and the look of them. They're really pretty in the bottle. Like, this is a vitamin that I don't mind having out on my bathroom counter. They look good, they taste good, and they help me feel good. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today. This is making me want to go on a sidebar, and we'll get back to Aubrey's email about vision boards and how I have been looking at mine since we made it. When did we make them? Before
like
January 1st?
The first week of January, right?
Yeah, whatever. Early on, yeah. I have looked at mine every single day. There's nights where I haven't spent the night at my house. Took it with me.
No way.
Yes. I packed it because my vision boards, it's not huge.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go ahead and read something to y'all. This is from the Motivation Clinic. That's the website. And this is science behind why vision boards work. This all might quite...
You just had like a glitch.
I had a glitch. Houston, you could just leave that in there. Who cares? Houston is our wonderful producer and editor, and sometimes he'll take out things if we don't speak correctly and we go, brr, but just leave this in there. Who cares? This all might sound quite mystical, but vision boards are in fact rooted in neuroscience. Neuroscientist Dr. Tara Swart says this: looking at images on a vision board primes the brain to grasp opportunities that may otherwise go unnoticed. That's because the brain has a process called value tagging, which imprints important things onto your subconscious and filters out unnecessary information. The brain assigns a higher value to images than written words on a to-do list. And the more you look at those images, the more those images move up in importance. And there are ways you can boost this activity. For example, looking at your board at night right before you fall asleep, they'll imprint in your brain even further. That's because the brain is very impressionable as it drifts into sleep. So if you focus your attention on something, those images are more likely to be in your dreams and in your thoughts all the time. This is known as the Tetris effect.
The Tetris effect?
That's what it says here.
Oh, I like that. I was thinking as you were saying that, think about how much stimuli is like thrown at you every single day. We all, if we walked down the street and we walked into a store or something, we're getting like the same stimuli thrown at us, but we catch different things. And it's just because of what you just said, of the value tagging, like things jump out at us that we've locked as important. So if you're locking certain things on your vision board as important, you're going to see that when you go out into the world.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living proof of that this year. I've done vision boards before, but this is the first year I've been very committed to praying specifically for things on my vision board, looking at my vision board and it being a part of prayer and focusing on it. Like I said, looking at it before bed, but even in the morning when I wake up and looking at it, and it's keeping me, I have a clear direction. I know where I want to go this year. I know how I want to show up. I know how I want the things around me to feel and be. And it's all on my board.
Yeah.
And so it's just this constant reminder for my brain. And also knowing that when I have a negative thought about myself, like, oh, why would you put sold out on there? That's so stupid because you're so arrogant to think that you could sell it out. And why would you even do an event like this? There's other people that are doing it better and you should just let them do it. You know?
Is that what you say?
That's sometimes? Yes.
Is that your inner critic's voice?
Sure. Okay. For the sake of this conversation, yes, it talks like this. It's so stupid. I can't believe you do that. Because, I mean, obviously this last year, those thoughts have popped in my head. Mm-hmm. I'm not to the point where I don't have those thoughts. I don't know if I'll ever get there. But I immediately forgive myself for those thoughts. Mm-hmm. I acknowledge them and say, oh, wow. All right, self, I forgive you for thinking that way about yourself. And then we're going to think positively and we're going to move on. And I'm like, okay, Lord, help me not have those thoughts anymore. And help me believe in myself and know that I'm capable. And I really feel like I had so much energy going into the sale of the first show and believing all those things that it's like, oh, maybe other people, they felt that energy when they were buying tickets and they're like, instead of one ticket, I'm going to buy five or whatever. But so much so we added another show.
Yeah.
And so now we have a 3 p.m. show option two. And so it makes more space for people to come and soak up some of this energy that we're going to be talking about. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like my goal for both shows, the 3 p.m. will be the exact same as the 7 p.m. So don't feel like, oh, I'm getting the left of the 3 p.m., the add-on. No, everything will be the same. And everything will happen just as it is supposed to. And so there's still seats for that. And the VIP ones are for both shows are gone, sold out. Kat and I are going to be recording a fifth thing. So I feel like that's going to be really special with those people. But there's other tickets available and it's still going to be a great time, which I'll let you know. I haven't told you this part, but you are going to be the fourth thing in the lineup of the night.
Save the best for last.
That's right.
Or
put a bow on it.
Cherry on top.
That's you.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's
going to
go.
But everybody's great, actually. So I take that back.
Yeah, they're amazing. So I think it's going to go me, like an intro first thing, Brittany Spencer second thing, some music, kind of going into sort of like a halfway intermission, but no intermission, nobody get up. And also, which there will be cocktails there if you want to like get drinks or whatnot, have a good time, and then undo the booze later. So, and then Allie Fallon, third thing, and then you, fourth thing.
Love it.
Ta-da.
Love it.
So, and the theme of the night will be, like I said, about, or I don't know if I've said this before in this conversation that I'm having here with y'all now, but worthy. Knowing your worth, knowing you deserve good things. You deserve good things. If you get a good parking spot, you deserve it. Mm-hmm. Good for you. If you don't get it, it's okay. You deserve to park far away.
You deserve some extra alone time walking to your destination.
For whatever reason, God's like, you know what? I actually think that you should go this route today and you should walk. I mean, it's a change in perspective. What does this make possible?
So good.
Oh my gosh, which leads me back to Aubrey's email because that's what it's all about. She missed out on the Taylor Swift tickets.
Aubrey's email was even a thing.
She missed out on the freaking Taylor Swift tickets. And so she's like super bummed because I would be too. And she was so disappointed. And then she says in the email that she couldn't remember who said it, but that she was like, wait a second. I heard on four things. What does this make possible? So she started to lean into that quote, which, by the way, Aubrey, that was Donald Miller when he was on the podcast last year. Amazing episode. Highly recommend y'all check it out. All you have to do is just search four things with Amy Brown, Donald Miller, and that episode will pop up. But what does this make possible? He taught us that statement, which we've had this positive thinking or knowing, like you're acknowledging that something might be crappy right now. That's the thing. It's not disregarding that. Okay,
it's not get over it.
It's not get over it. It's like, okay, this sucks. Yes. And I don't like this, whatever the situation is. But now, what is it going to make possible for me? So in Aubrey's case, apparently she's moving. She's about to move far away from her family. They live in Idaho. She's about to move to Nashville for college. And she now knows that one of the things it's likely making possible is she's going to get more family time, and that God maybe had that in store for her to spend more time with her family instead of with Taylor. Like, although God's, I will say her boyfriend or cousin were going to be at Taylor, and that's family time, but they missed out on that. But she also said, which I love this part too, she said, I am seeing the situation in a different light. Maybe there's something else I'm supposed to do the weekend of the concert. Maybe I'm supposed to spend time at home with my family. Or maybe God has something different planned for me that weekend. I mean, she says she doesn't even know what it is,
it could be a
but she's
things.
Open to it. What if, I don't know her situation, her boyfriend is going to propose that weekend and he didn't want to do it at Taylor Swift. I don't even know if she wants to get married to him.
But that should be it.
It could be it. What if she meets a new boyfriend?
Okay.
Just kidding. Or what if in the time frame that, I'm just putting both scenarios out there. She might be engaged, or what if they break up and then she meets the love of her life?
Yeah. And then you have these tickets and it's like, how do we separate these tickets?
Custody.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift ticket custody. I mean, that's a
I like that. It's essence of saying, how can I have some wonder versus resentment, right? I wonder what could happen versus I'm resentful for what didn't. So maybe the Taylor Swift concert was at the same time as the Four Things with Amy Brown live.
Probably not. But I did see someone comment on Instagram. They said they were bummed because I guess they're seeing Taylor Swift in Vegas that night. But on the Instagram post, because I put up a whole reel talking about it, and they said, oh, I'm so bummed. I'm going to be at Taylor Swift in Vegas. And I was like,
You don't come to Franklin, Tennessee.
I commented back. I was like, you're going to have this is Taylor time. Swift concert. Like, trust me. I think you got the right tickets to that. But maybe, you know, we have, again, like, we're going to have Brittany Spencer. We have music.
You're right.
We have music. There's a song that I'll just tease. Stashira, my daughter, is going to come out. She wants to sing. I didn't even ask her. Whenever it came up and I told her about it and that Brittany was going to do, and we were going to do this one song, she was like, do you think that I could sing it with her?
Okay, so whoever has a Taylor Swift tickets might want to sell them, because this is a once in a lifetime mm-hmm. opportunity. Stashira, has she ever sang on a stage like this?
It's her debut.
Wow. Okay, well, you don't want to miss it.
On a stage.
Couple tickets left at 3 p.m. show.
FranklinTheater.com is the website. Franklin Theater. You know, they spell theater.
Theater.
The Franklin Theater, because it's old school, it's a historic theater. It's theater.
Wait, what is normal?
Okay, I think I spell it T-E-R at the end, but they spell it T-R-E, which is the theater way.
Theater.
How do you spell theater?
I would have thought it was T-H-E-A, T-E-R, theater.
T-E-R, right. You can spell it way, that is okay. But people in the theater...
They say theater.
The theater.
Are you going to read a poem at the theater?
Maybe I will. Poem. Well, anyway, if you're looking for the website, they spell theater T-R-E, which people in theater, they may already know that. But if you're in the arts...
If you don't, now you do. And you're welcome.
I know, because Nada made my graphic for me and she spelled it theater like we all do. And the venue reached out and was like, it's theater. So then we had to go in and respell it. Or actually, I don't even know.
I think we did eventually. What is phonetically really spelled? Theater.
Okay, well, it's interesting you ask. Okay, I'm going to Google it here. Let's see. Theater. Do you ever look how to pronounce and then 100%. Look at the Google the voice, the creepy.
Probably more than I need to.
I have to do it all the time for commercials that I do for the Bobby Bone Show. Sometimes we have clients that have things like, I'm doing these cruise commercials where the cruises go all over the world and they have world-renowned chefs, Michelin, 5-star type restaurant situations on the cruise boat, mm-hmm. the celebrity cruise boat, and the chef's name is like, I Scuba Steve tries to like phonetically do it for me, but then I can't ever
you
get
can't
it
actually, yeah.
right. And so then I have to say, okay, fine. I know you wrote it on the paper for me, but I'm going to go ahead and Google it, and I'm going to hear someone say it, and then I'm going to say it back. Okay, so I found this is theater with T-R-E.
How to pronounce the word theater. Theater. We start with a voiceless T-H. Stick the tongue out and release it.
Oh, this must be someone that's teaching someone that doesn't speak English. Well, it's theater.
Now you know.
It's the same. I don't know. That was a lot for nothing. Hey, but I promise you, the night at the live, it will be a lot for something. Something. You won't walk away with nothing. It's going to be a good night.
If anything, you'll know how to say theatre correctly.
But it's theater.
I know.
Okay, Kat, where can people find you?
On Instagram at kat.defada and at You Need Therapy Podcast. And you can also listen to You Need Therapy Podcast wherever you like listening to podcasts.
And I am at Radio Amy on Instagram. And you can also hit up radioamy.com. Up there, I have links to Espoi, things that support Haiti, our Four Things Gratitude journals. I have my Amazon favorites page, which I posted the salad chopper thing the other day. And it's the most amazing thing ever. And I do have that linked if you want to make sure you're getting the exact one, because it's like $25 or so.
It's worth it.
But it's like high quality. It's totally worth it. It's worth every stinking penny if you like chopped salads, in my opinion, because I think those are the best. Mm-hmm. Not that you asked for my opinion, but I'm giving it to you. All right. Have the day that you need to have. And then remember, perspective, positive perspective. Mm-hmm. Whatever the outcome, what is the good you can find from it in a way? But don't ignore those bad feelings or whatever's crazy is going on.
Have the both and.
Yeah, two things can be true at the same time. Mm-hmm. It can be really crappy and you can also look for the good.
Amen.
Preach. Boom. Put that on a bumper sticker. All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access, No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.